the challenges to that relationship between the EU and China are becoming more clear, simply in view of the development of the relationship. I think it is important to say that the Ukraine war is a major influence on the EU-China relationship. And let me just, by way of example, refer to the most recent meeting of the EU heads of government on the 29th and 30th of June, where in Ukraine the EU said categorically that the EU will continue to provide strong financial, economic, humanitarian, military and diplomatic support to Ukraine for as long as it takes, and is absolutely committed to Ukraine's sovereignty, independence and territorial integrity. But apart from that, the European heads of government did, and this is important because China is a crucial issue for the EU at the moment, the EU said very clearly that it reaffirmed this multifaceted approach, as Colonel Joe has said, partner, competitor and systemic rival. The EU wants to work with China and in respect for the rules-based international order, which is an issue that is a somewhat contested issue. Go back to my point about contested multilateralism. And the EU wants to engage on global challenges. And importantly, the EU will de-risk and diversify where necessary and appropriate. It's one of the lessons of the pandemic. And the European Union does not intend to decouple or to turn inwards. In addition, the heads of government referred to China's important role as a permanent member of the UN Security Council and hoped that China would press Russia to stop its war. Again, the European Council made very clear that it reconfirms the EU's one China policy in relation to Taiwan. And also on the economic side of the EU's discussions, there were also conclusions on reducing critical dependencies.